Our guest in the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Frances Dalby. Good morning.
Good morning.
Haven't seen you for a while.
Yes, I think we had some vacations this summer.
Well, that's about it, and I guess you've been having a good summer.
Yes, very good.
Thank you. Well, we're going to be talking about Camp Sweeney today, which is one of the many worthy endeavors supported by the United Way. Now, this is a camp for diabetic children.
Correct. It is a national camp. There are several countries represented and several states represented, but we do have children from Hunt County that go to this camp, and they have the opportunity to achieve somewhat of a normal camp experience, and that's what United Way of Hunt County funds, is those children from Hunt County.
Now, there are kids from all over the world?
All over the world.
Really?
I believe she said they had three additional countries represented.
Are there not very many camps like this around the world?
This camp, when we went and took a tour, was just absolutely amazing. Hmm. The intricacy that they took with helping these children develop a normal life with diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Now, the camp is located near Whitesboro, which is up around Sherman, Gainesville. Close to Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so not far away.
Not very far away from us.
At all.
It's a beautiful facility, very much in the woods, and a great run camp as well.
Well, talk a little bit about some of the things that kids do at this camp and some of the challenges that these are kids with type 1 diabetes for the most part.
Primarily type 1 diabetes. That usually hits children. Type 2 diabetes is usually a late onset. Mostly adults get type 2, but there are some children that, because of lifestyles, et cetera, develop type 2. But the camp, if you didn't know it was a camp for diabetic children, mm-hmm. you would not know anything different. The kids are playing, you know, swimming, foosball, whatever you can play with a ball and a bat. I mean, they are out there just having a great time, which helps their diabetes. Activity and exercise help control the diabetes. They have to take less insulin because their body processes the foods, et cetera. But if you didn't know it, it would just be like any other camp. They have archery, et cetera.
Right. Now, kids that have type 1 diabetes, their lives are interrupted. It becomes difficult to get through each day just because there's so many things that they have to do to manage the diabetes, and then the camp helps them to cope with those things.
Right. Just managing diabetes in general is difficult. But as a child, you can imagine your life just is turned upside down. The first part of it is just diagnosing it. A child will become very sick, very weak, lose weight, etc. Once you get past that emergency phase, then you can start talking about managing it. And the camp has proven to be able, the way you measure diabetics is what's called A1C. And you'll do an A1C level. Well, these campers learn how to manage their diabetes so well that their A1C levels decrease by 2. And in the diabetic world, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Frances Dalby, who's the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. And we're talking about Camp Sweeney, which is a camp for children with mainly type 1 diabetes up around Whitesboro, which is in Grayson County, not too far away from here. Did you say that typically the United Way funds 3 children from Hunt County every year?
It's approximately 3 children that go from Hunt County, and it varies from year to year, but that's the funding that we provide for them.
Uh-huh. Another thing that is interesting about this that you were telling me is that they really work on the children's confidence.
Yes.
And the reason that confidence is so important is what?
Well, for a child, anything that's different makes them the brunt of all jokes or the person that gets picked on. And we all know bullying is alive and well, unfortunately, in our schools today. And so being different, some of these children will wear an insulin pump, which looks like a small beeper. And so they stand out in a classroom. They have to leave periodically to go get a, you know, drink of orange juice to raise their sugar level, etc. So it makes them different. And this camp really works on their confidence and teaching them what they can do to control their diabetes so they're not as different.
Mm-hmm. I read in the information on this, did a little research on it. They've had a total of 30,000 campers at this place, Camp Sweeney, since 1950.
Yes, they've been in business since 1950, and they have about 1,000 campers every summer. It's three-week sessions, and they have about 300 kids per session. Mm-hmm. The amazing thing to me at this camp, though, I told you it's like any other camp if you didn't know. We did a tour, and we saw the hospital. Every camp has some sort of hospital in place, but this hospital, there were at least 12 med students monitoring computers. So they're monitoring the kids' glucose level. They look at what their level is, and they're planning their meals, what they can eat, and just, I mean, it is so intense, but it's all behind the scenes. So that way the kids, again, have some sort of normalcy in their life.
It's not that obvious to them.
If you had not taken a tour of the hospital, you would not have known, but it was amazing. 12 pre-med students in there working to keep these kids healthy.
Yeah. Well, you are just about to start your fundraising campaign for, I guess, the next fiscal year.
Yes, getting ready for 2015. We've already selected who we will be funding next year, and we've added the Commerce Library and Rafa Clinic to our list of partner agencies.
Oh, good.
And so in the fall is usually when business start talking about payroll deductions for the next year, et cetera. And if you have the opportunity to donate to United Way of Hunt County, we would certainly appreciate that. Even $2 a pay period makes a big difference.
Frances Dalby, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you for having me.
Frances is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.